All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. We love to call this Facebook fighting. You know, you go onto Facebook, you find people that are just going at it with each other, and you're like, why don't you have a life?
It's so stressful, but it's so funny, too.
Absolutely. So we found this great fight between Lorelai and Cyrus. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to actually read their fight word from word, and then they have both agreed to come on air and see if they could hash it out.
I just love this so much.
Well, usually they don't hash it out, and that's what makes it really great. Yeah. So, who do you want to play?
I will be Cyrus. You can be Lorelai.
Oh, Lorelai. All right, here we go. Hey, friends. Hi. So, here is my first acoustic cover. It's for Ariana Grande's Problem. I hope you all love it. Huggies.
Huh. Weird. Before I watched that video, I felt fine. But now I seem to be violently ill. I haven't seen anything that cringeworthy in a long time. Maybe with your taste, music just isn't for you, Lorelai.
I don't recall asking for your opinion, Cyrus. Maybe my music isn't perfect, but you're basically cringy as f***. Plus, I've seen the girls that you get with, and I don't think you should criticize anyone else's taste.
Your voice in that video sounds like one of those plastic trumpets they play at soccer matches. Also, there's nothing wrong with the girls that I date.
Oh, I'm sure they're awesome. You know, as long as you don't mind the lack of teeth. I mean, I'm pretty sure your only requirements for girls is that they pull it out for you. So thanks for your feedback as my song, ass.
Pretty critical for a girl who sounds like she's rasping for air. I'm pretty sure burning your guitar would be less of an insult to music than you playing it.
Dude, I'm about to burn you. I mean, I'm sick and tired of you always coming after me. I mean, I never did anything to you. But for whatever reason, you insult and belittle me at every chance. What's wrong with you? Actually, you know what? I don't care. Consider yourself blocked for good, ass.
You know what? I'm okay with that. Maybe now my ears won't bleed every time I look at my newsfeed.
Oh, so mean.
He's a bit of a mean guy.
So there you have it. That's a great fight that we found between Lorelai and Cyrus. She just wants to be a singer,
Wants to be a music star like Ariana.
Just let her be. Now, Lorelai girl, tell us, is that your inspiration or aspiration is to become a big singer?
Yeah. I mean, I'm an artist and I'm creative, and it's not my fault if Cyrus doesn't understand art and he's a total tool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He just doesn't appreciate somebody being creative and original.
So do you like doing like all those acoustic covers? This was your first one you ever posted to Facebook, right?
Yeah. I mean, I do them all the time, but this is the first time I actually put it on my page for my friends that actually appreciate music.
You know what? I would love, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but if you could just, I don't know, sing a little ditty for us. Just anything.
Oh no.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
The sun come out tomorrow, bet your bottom dollar on tomorrow.
Well, that's actually fabulous.
Yeah, that was very, very unique singing.
Girl, I can see why.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Like to add my own spin to it.
Oh, I thought it was great.
Yeah, you definitely added your own spin to it. I can understand how it would be upsetting for, you know, you post these videos and then it's your first one, you're very nervous, and then Cyrus just had to butt in and be a jerk about it.
Oh, Cyrus, man, why do you have some hatred on her?
For real.
It's the spin she puts on it. No one wants that spin.
He's just used to talking to toothless. He's just not used to talking to toothless.
Wow.
So,
all right. Well, the fight continues. I mean, why are you guys at it with each other?
I just
because
wish
he's
I could only
hating
hear what I
on
heard.
My music.
My ears are still bleeding.
Oh, you know my God.
I mean? They're never going to stop. I don't think they'll ever stop. So, I just wish he'd
stop. Your
stopped.
Brain shrinking? Yeah, probably not. That's probably why your ears are bleeding.
You should just give it up, honestly, and spare us. That's all I'm saying.
Don't give it up like all the toothless girls give it up to you.
Oh,
wow.
Now, have you two ever had a little menage a trois or made some music yourself?
Heck no.
Oh, okay.
I have way too much taste and intellect and way too many teeth to hook up with Cyrus.
Oh, that's a good slam. How do you guys actually know each other? From school? What's going on here?
We actually went to junior high and high school together, and we just had mutual friends.
Okay, yeah, sure. met up on Facebook. Sure. It happens all the time. Cyrus, maybe you could understand. I understand you don't like her particular, let's call it unique spin she puts on her music.
I love it.
Right.
But don't you think it'd be a bit rude, you know? She's nervous, you know? She doesn't feel super confident putting this stuff online. You know, maybe she won't ever put it on again now. It might have, like, ruined her hopes forever.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted support from my friends.
I just wish you would stop. It would spare everybody, and then we can go on Facebook and actually enjoy the feed, you know, instead of having her, like, on there screeching or whatever she does. I don't even know what it is.
I mean, do you... I don't know. Maybe you're a little jealous that she can put herself out there like that.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. I drop things down the stairs sometimes that sound like...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so,
well.
So, yeah, I sing like her, too. Yeah.
Okay.
I think they just came on to be mean to each other, Krista.
Well, obviously, something's going on
here.
I'm
not being mean. I'm offended.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to do my thing and I just want support, and he just pees all over my page.
Cyrus, why don't you just not follow Lorelai so Lorelai can pursue her dreams and be happy? And then you can
be
happy not hearing her. I mean, did you ever think of that?
I I've also thought of shoving forks into my ears so I never can hear again. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I don't think we're going to be able to get these two.
What a jerk.
Oh.
How about you two just unfriend each other and we just call this one a loss?
Oh.
I think that's a great idea.
But I want you two to get over it. I want you guys to come together and hug each other.
It's okay. Lorelai, just keep singing.
Ew.
Keep singing with that unique style that you have.
Oh, I would love to hear it again. I would love to hear it again. I can sing too, you know. You know, I'm bad.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Not sorry.
Ooh, some Demi Lovato.
Delightful.
Ah!
So special.
I love you, girl. Keep it going.
Wake up!
Wake up!
That's exactly what I intend to do.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. It is time to talk about that hottie that you could not open up your mouth and say one dang syllable to them because you're just too nervous.
It's like, hey, baby, I saw you at the store when I was buying Icy Hot for my back.
That's right. I just, we're Facebook Living. I just had Aaron try Icy Hot for his very first time.
It's getting chilly.
Yeah, we don't endorse this product, but I have sore muscles and I use it. So, and BioFreeze works well. So anyway, give it some time and then we're going to check in with how hot and cold your body is. All right, Aaron, why don't you kick it off?
Yes. So obviously this is our misconnections. Mine is Men for Women and it's titled Cutie at the Clinic. I'm looking for the cute girl who handed me my methadone the other day at the walk-in clinic.
I don't even know what that is.
It's what people who are heroin addicts take when they're trying to get off heroin.
Okay, very good. All right.
I would come back in and say hi, but I'm not allowed back in there anymore for some reason. You might be the cutest girl I've seen in a long time. You remind me of that hot chick from True Detective, right down to your monster curves. I haven't been with anyone in so long. I'm very lonely. I want someone to guide me out of my troubled past and into a wonderful future of love with you.
Yes.
Some people might think it's weird how much older I am than you, but I think it's got to be very good for you. I have an apartment, and I'm working as a janitor right now.
Ooh, good.
High roller.
Yes, love
Please, I would like to meet and talk about life and stuff. He spelled it life, space, the letter N, space, stuff.
Hey.
Life and stuff.
We read it word for word, man. We don't judge here. I love it. All right, so this is Women for Men. It is titled, Let's Do Some Dirty Stuff.
Yes, please.
Okay. Yo, boy, hit me up. I was just getting my morning coffee and I saw you checking me out because I was checking you out. You were in a gray car with four doors on it. That's nice.
Yeah.
I guess it's either two or four.
I mean, it could have been my car, actually.
I love it. I wanted you to stop and talk to me, but you just lifted your cup to me and kept on driving. I'm saying, you know, we could have skipped work and donked each other, you know, each other's brains out.
Donked.
I don't know how much of a brain you have, but we could have done it. I would have been down for that. And if you're into some wild, crazy, sexy stuff, that's cool too. I just need to feel a hottie touch on my body. Oh, it's a little rhyme.
Aww.
Hottie on my body. So again, if you're interested, hit me up and we can do some dirty, dirty stuff, bro.
Oh, she called it bro. Come on, bro, let's just go do some dirty stuff.
That just
changed
everything for me.
Whatever.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.